Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
It was another tough performance by the Wyoming Cowboys over the weekend. They get the dub, 22-19 over Appalachian State, and they're 3-1. 3-1. They won't quit. They're survivors. Cody Tucker joining us now, our Wyoming Cowboys insider from 7220sports.com. I mean, Cody, it's just this team finds different ways to win football games.
First of all, Brady, I appreciate you having me on following Dahlen Hulker. I've never followed a BYU and CSU person in my life, so I appreciate that.
I tried to spread them out enough, you know, so there wasn't so like you wouldn't get any of the, you know, bad vibes or anything like that. You know, I did what I could.
I'm just glad he was the opening act. But, yeah, man, it was improbable is the word, I guess, and the what the hell did I just witness is another few words. I was chiseling their obit midway through the fourth, and then just the improbable, man, a blocked field goal return for a touchdown. That's never happened in Wyoming history. It's never happened in App State history. They needed it to survive, man. It was one of the wildest, weirdest games I've ever seen. The Cowboys can always rely on their defense, but man, they gave up four drives of 12 plays or more, including an 18 play drive that culminated in that block kick. And, you know, Peasley completing just 5 of 15 throws for 31 yards and a pick six. I mean, if you just looked at those stats, This would not only be a loss for the Cowboys, it would be a big, fat L.
So what – I mean, obviously you ran the ball well. Defense in that fourth quarter came up with a big stop, big interception. I loved the blitz call at the end of that game, too. My goodness, they brought – I think you were involved in that blitz, Cody. Everybody was there.
I think so. And they didn't dial up enough. They didn't get pressure on that kid all night. And Joey Aguilar was really good all night until that last throw. I bet he wishes he could have that one back. They're in field goal range there to tie it and take it into OT and just a really poor decision by him and a really good call by Jay Sauvel to bring the house. It was a cover zero, and Rook Brown hung up in the air just long enough at 5'11" to pull that one down.
No, it was that was a nice athletic move there, just jumping straight up, picking that thing off. It was. You're right. I bet you know, when you're looking at Aguilar wanting that back, it wasn't really like it was an amazing, overwhelming play by Rook Brown. I mean, it was a good jump, good pick. But, yeah, that was just a rough throw that he put one out under duress.
Yeah, and he didn't make that all night. I mean, Brady, this game was maddening. I mean, they were 11 for 20 on third down, and they were just soul-crushing third down pickups of 6, 7, 8 yards, where it's just like, oh, my God, how do they even keep going here? And, you know, the defensive players we spoke to after the game, they were exhausted, to say the least. They were out there for 90-plus plays and 40-plus minutes of possession. It was just – it's definitely the most bizarre game I've ever covered, but it might have been one of the most bizarre ones I've ever seen in that building.
So what was it? And again, being able to run the ball well, coming up with big plays late, the blocked field goal that's never happened, as you mentioned. It was one of those games, if you're going to win, you're going to need something weird to happen.
Yeah, and you know what? If you're going to take positives out of this one, which there were a few, Harrison Whaley is the real deal, for one. But good teams find a way to win a crazy game every year, don't they? I mean, it's just – this is a game where Wyoming loses this game 9 out of 10 times, and I still feel really good about this team. I mean, they started 4-0 a couple of years ago, and I didn't feel good about that team at all. And you could tell Bull was standing behind the podium going, guys, we're 4-0, we're 4-0, but – it was so shallow. It was such a shallow 4-0. This is, to me, a really strong 3-1. I know you wouldn't necessarily say that because of, you know, they didn't necessarily dismantle Portland State, and then App State was a tough one. But like Craig Bull mentioned, Brady, App State's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And they played really well.
Yeah, they did. And I love what you said, too, because, you know, we're looking at a lot of teams like the Denver Broncos, for example. Bad teams find ways to lose, whether it's by 50 or it's by weird, you know, going for two and not seeing a wide open receiver. Bad teams find ways to lose. Good teams, even if it's ugly, figure out interesting ways to win.
Yeah, I mean, hate to point it out, but look right across the highway from you. Fort Collins at CSU found a lot of interesting ways to lose in the Steve Adazio years and the Bobo years and early on last year. And last week they pulled one out of the fire that maybe they don't pull out in the last 3 years. So it seems to me CSU's turning a corner there, and Wyoming, I feel, is a little bit more ahead of them, but and they should be. They've had the same head coach for 10 years. So, yeah, you got to pull some of those out of the fire, and you got to make them happen, and good teams do that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, it's a culture change. When we talk about changing a culture and instilling a winning culture there, it's just there's something different about it. There's something so real about it. Heck, Air Force with Troy Calhoun, even when they're down, and you know they don't have, they were down by 2 scores over the weekend, and I'm still thinking, even with just a team that runs the ball 99% of the time, I still feel confident they're going to find a way to get stops and then control the clock and win games, and that's kind of how I'm starting to feel about the Wyoming Cowboys.
Yeah, I tell you what, I said at the beginning I was chiseling their tombstone and their obit, and I was, but I was doing that because that's my job. But in my heart and in my head, I thought there's no way they're going to lose this game. After all they've been through these first 3 weeks, there's no way they lay an egg and lose. They did lay an egg in so many ways, but there's no way they're coming out of this with a loss. And it was incredible. I mean, to block a field goal like that and to have Ja'Cory Hawkins, an Ole Miss transfer who has been clocked at 22-plus miles per hour, your fastest guy. CSU fans will remember he's the one that caught Horton at the goal line right before half last year. Just one of your fastest players scooping it up. It couldn't have worked out any better, and it truly was an improbable win.
Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. So for the Wyoming Cowboys, when you look at their non-conference schedule, the win against Texas Tech, Portland State, as you mentioned, didn't blow that one open like they would have wanted to, battled with Texas all the way through to the fourth quarter. Texas gets going there in the fourth with some turnovers, things like that. And then they get the win over the weekend. And a couple of notes from you, Cody. One or two, three things that really stood out to you when you look back at the non-conference schedule.
I guess first you'd have to go with Andrew Peasley's grit, especially in that Texas Tech game. I mean, a lot of people up here are not happy with his performance, and rightfully so. But upon further review, he didn't have a whole hell of a lot of help as far as wide receivers and tight ends getting open. He's had a really gritty performance so far. He's thrown 5 touchdowns, 2 picks, one of which wasn't his, or both of which really weren't his fault. And then, you know, let's be real, he's 3-0. So that's what really matters, right? And then, you know, this offensive line was unproven, and they've kept him clean. The times he's gotten beat up, that's him leaving the pocket. So they've kept him fairly clean. And then something they don't do very often, or what they should have done for years, actually, is target the tight end more. And they've been doing that plenty. I believe there's 18 receptions from tight ends already through 4 games and a lot more targets than that. So those are all on the offensive side of the ball, and there have been some standouts. Harrison Whaley's incredible, man. Blows a 75-yard touchdown. Nobody's even in the frame with him. He's so fast. Runs that one almost 22 miles per hour. And, you know, the defense, I've been really impressed with the way they've adjusted. They, you know, Craig Bohl has a defense, and he's had that same defense for nearly 4 decades. And Jay Sawbell talked him out of it for a few games. Then he said that our best chance to beat Texas and Texas Tech is to drop 8 and only have a 3-man rush. And I can just hear Bohl right now going, oh my God, their quarterback's going to have all day to sit back there and just pick us apart. And that just didn't happen. They muddied up the waters and they found a way to beat the Red Raiders. And then they gave Quinn Ewers and Texas hell all night.
3-1. Now they get set homecoming this weekend, right, Cody?
Yep.
Going up against New Mexico, should win this game. But then you look forward, and it's Fresno State, and it's Air Force, and it's Boise State, and it's Colorado State. I mean, it'll be a very interesting start to the conference schedule.
Yeah, and how Wyoming is not taking care of business against FCS opponents in Craig Bohl's tenure. He has not taken care of business against New Mexico at all. They have really played down to them. Lobos came in here a couple of years ago and won 14-3. It was the most unbelievably piss poor game I've ever watched in my entire life. So they have traditionally not played very well against the Lobos, but Rocky Long is gone, although Bohl says his ghost is still floating around in Albuquerque. New Mexico's changed some things up. Their offense looks pretty good. It's a lot different than it was last year. They're throwing the ball a bunch, got a new transfer quarterback. So this is going to be a pretty salty New Mexico team who's fighting hard for their head coach, Danny Gonzalez, who after a loss to New Mexico State said this team will go to a bowl this year.
Well, 4 more wins for New Mexico, and maybe it'll happen. They're 14-point dogs to the Cowboys, but you're saying maybe just be a little careful before taking the Cowboys to cover that spread.
Yeah. I think the Cowboys take care of business, but I've been fooled by the old Lobos before, so I don't know if I'd be betting on that one.
Cody, what are you working on? We can check out. I know you got a piece talking about homecoming and everything, too, but what else can we look at? I know basketball's right around the corner, too, so good write up there.
Let's not go there yet. Okay. I haven't even memorized names yet.
I always hate the crossover. I can't imagine for you it's even more work because it's like you dive into football, but then basketball's starting up, and now you got to dive into basketball. Can we just get through one and then get ready?
Well, don't tell Jeff, but I'm going to do that. I'm going to ride this football team to the finish line. But something I'm working on, though, Brady, right quick, is just there's this weird narrative up here that Wyoming's just getting killed in the transfer portal left and right. And if you look at the numbers on the surface, yeah, they lost 17 guys during the offseason, but 10 of those guys didn't even ever step foot on the field, and about 4 or 5 of the other ones barely did either. The Cowboys just lost a couple of starters. So there's that weird narrative floating around, however, that Wyoming's just getting killed. So just wrote a story about how the Harrison Whaleys of the world, the Andrew Peasleys of the world, guys that Craig Bull has brought into this program have been making a big impact this year, and they're released some of the stars on this team.
Yeah, always enjoy your stuff, man. Love following your coverage of all things Cowboys, and we'll see if Wyoming get win number 4 coming up this weekend before what looks to be kind of a grueling schedule for the next couple of weeks after that. Cody, appreciate you, my man.
Appreciate you. I don't know is Dolan Holker older than me?
Yeah, he's like 92, I think. Yeah, he's married, okay. And he's a family man. You know, he's
just wanted to check. That guy looks like he's 40.
He is. Well, and he is married. You know, it is crazy. Anytime I interview a guy and they say their wife, I'm just like, wait, who am I interviewing? The coach right now? Who am I talking to?
I know from experience, the wife thing definitely adds.
You and me both, man. My wife's not listening now. Don't worry about it. Cody, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
we'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate you, bro.
Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. Yeah, Wyoming just, I have a lot of confidence in Wyoming that they can go win games, but I just, are they great? Are they going to go win a lot of games? Are they potentially going to be in the thick of it when it comes to the Mountain West title game? I don't know, man. Andrew Peasley threw for like 50 yards against App State. 31. He was 5 of 15 for 31 yards and a pick. Is the defense good enough and the running back, Harrison Whaley, good enough to carry this team through? I mean, after this week, you got Fresno State, Air Force, Boise, CSU. I don't know if they can survive that run. I mean, I don't know many teams that can beat Air Force right now. I mean, I don't know why Air Force is not ranked. They go down to Boulder and beat the hell out of CU. I guarantee you Air Force would win that game. This year. They won it. Didn't they win it last year, too? There's no way CU could stop their run game. There is zero chance. And Air Force's defense is good enough where I think they could get after Shador. Oh, I would love to see that game. Yeah, Air Force is the best team in the state. And the best team in the area. I don't know. Can Wyoming beat Boise? Maybe. Got to find some offense, though. Same with CSU. Fresno State's going to be rough. So this is a must win game for Wyoming. 38 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.